This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. Marines are battling to eliminate the last resistance from supporters of Saddam Hussein in his hometown, the city of Tikrit. NPR's Christopher Joyce spoke with BBC reporter Demetha Luthra, who is in Tikrit.
I'm standing in the center of Tikrit, and it all seems rather quiet. What I am hearing is that there are firefights happening on the outskirts of town, but there's certainly nothing in the center.
We've heard lots of differing stories about the resistance. Has it changed much in the past 24 hours?
From what I'm seeing, there's been little resistance. From the people I've spoken to, the forces, they say there's the odd firefight, but it just seems that everyone's melted away. And they're a bit confused as to where they've gone and where they may be. There are pockets of resistance, and what they're doing at the moment is there's a lot of helicopters flying overhead trying to find buildings that they think may be suspicious, may be hiding people. I think they decide on the basis of how sandbagged the buildings are.
Can you get a sense from where you are how much of the city is under the control of the Marines?
At the moment, it seems like pretty much all of it is. They're wandering around freely. It does seem to be occupied by American forces.
Tikrit is traditionally the stronghold for the supporters of Saddam Hussein. Have you talked to civilians? What's their reaction in Tikrit?
They're certainly looking very glum. There's none of this ecstatic jubilation that Saddam has gone. All the statues here have been untouched, all the pictures, and there are lots of them around the city. None of them have been touched. And speaking to people, they're saying, well, you know, we don't want to talk about the past now. We don't know whether this is good or bad, but let's face it, we've got no choice in it. And if Saddam is alive, which I hope he is, if we knew where he was, we certainly wouldn't be telling anyone.
Has the city seen the same kind of lawlessness and looting that's been seen in Baghdad?
Well, so far not. Certainly not from what I'm seeing. I mean, everything is closed up. Everything has been blocked off. Speaking to the locals, they say that some people have been coming in and looting. And certainly coming down the road, there were lots of empty trucks. And one of my translators, who's from this area, said, these guys are looters just waiting to get into the city. But what the Americans have done, and I think they're trying to control any sort of attempt like this, is they're keeping people out. You have to go through checkpoints, show your passport, show your ID cards before you're allowed into the city. So I think they're just trying to control who comes in and out.
Is there any indication that Saddam Hussein or any other of the senior Iraqi military leaders or Ba'ath Party members have retreated to Tikrit, maybe are there or have moved on?
Well, no one's seen them here, or no one's saying they've seen them here. There are presidential palaces here. Who knows what's underground, whether there's secret tunnels, that kind of thing. But the speculation is that they've pushed up north and might be slipping through into Syria. And certainly a lot of the fighting that has been going on has been outside the north of the city, towards the city of Mosul.
The U.S. military is saying that this is the last city in Iraq to fall. Is there a sense that there's sort of a symbolic importance here for the last city to fall?
You don't get that feeling on the ground because it is just such an anticlimax. It's hard to get a sense that this is it, that this is the end. But perhaps by the very sense of calm here and the fact that this was meant to be the last stand for Saddam, and the fact it's fallen so quietly, perhaps that in itself is an indication that the regime has now totally crumbled and collapsed in the country.
BBC reporter Demetha Luthra in Tikrit. She spoke with NPR's Christopher Joyce.